From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Pete.
What?
Now, I know you're not usually a movie guy.
I'm not. I spent a long time saying I would never watch a movie.
But I this is very exciting. So over Christmas, Pete and I watched a lot of films. We watched a lot of screeners.
I finally broke down, and I watched some screeners, yeah.
And wasn't it fun? Aren't movies a nice escape?
I would prefer the human connection.
What movies do. They show you the human connection.
No, they're masquerading as an opportunity to have a communal experience when in life you can just create your own communal experience.
I don't understand. So, like, when we're
that
sitting around...
That doesn't surprise me.
So, we were watching Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great communal experience. We both have children. We thought about the idea... Sorry, by the way, this podcast...
contains spoilers. So, if you are... hadn't yet seen the hotly anticipated suspense-driven Manchester by the Sea.
In Manchester by the Sea, three children burn in a fire alive. So,
Well, the point is, anything that happens in that movie, you know people who that's happened to.
Well, I do know a bunch of people that that's happened to. And, and I turned to you when we were watching it, and we had all our kids there, and yeah. I paused it, and I got in front of the TV, and I said, if there was a fire here, there'd be 10 dead children.
I thought it was a joke, and no one laughed.
No, I was trying to be serious. And that's the kind
you
of...
You stood up there with... you took the microphone. Basically, you're using a remote control as a microphone, and you said, if there were a fire here, 10 kids would be dead.
Oh, is it?
And then you kind of arched your eyebrow as if you were expecting a laugh.
Oh, did I say it like... Because I was taking... Yeah. I'm taking a stand-up class down at the Washington, D.C. Laugh Factory.
Stop trying to pursue anything mildly creative. You're not an artist.
My stand-up is good, and I guess the delivery...
What is your stand-up? What is your persona?
My persona?
Yeah.
I like to be a bit of a yeesh guy, you know, where you're up there and you're just like, ugh, yeesh.
Feels very 90s to me. I think that wave might have crested for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I only could go back in time. And which is a lot how Casey Affleck's character felt in Manchester by the Sea, if he could only go back in time and not burn his three children up.
Truth be told.
It haunted him.
Step using that specific.
What? Is that burn his three children up? That's the whole...
Truth be told, we don't know his feelings about a lot, and I think that's why people like the movie.
Now, I know the Golden Globes were just a few days ago, so we all now know who the winners are.
Oh, my God. Congrats to the winners and the HFPA.
And congrats to Jimmy Fallon. I really want to say...
Oh, yes. His comedy is wonderful.
I mean, he's kind of a yeesh guy, right? But he's more of a shucks guy. Oh, shucks.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
his persona is very well formed, yeah.
I like it. I like it very much.
Me too.
And I think he's
who
doing
wouldn't?
It great.
Who wouldn't?
He's and thank you for normalizing Donald Trump.
Well,
he really started that up. Oh yeah, we're not going to talk about We're not going to talk about politics today because we have a pre-recorded interview with Casey Affleck and Viggo Mortensen. I was saying it wrong in the pre-record. And
so
now we recorded
many
this
times.
So many times. And we recorded this before the Golden Globe. So they don't know the ultimate outcome, which we all know right now. So grab some popcorn. Don't leave a fire on in your house so your children don't burn up. And enjoy...
It's not funny.
And enjoy this Golden Globes edition of Hard Nation. I love movies. I love the film.
I am so starstruck.
I can't get enough of stories that start... You find out who the characters are, and then they end. I think it's so much superior to television.
I can't believe you're already yelling.
I can't get enough of film.
Yeah.
We have two guests today who are nominated for Golden Globes.
Oh, my God. What an honor.
What a huge honor. Please welcome Casey Affleck and Viggo Mortensen.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yes.
Wow. First of all, I respect what you do so much.
Well, that's very flattering. That's very flattering to me.
Yeah, I respect what you do, you know?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Just for our listeners, Casey Affleck is slumped so far over, it's almost inhuman.
Can I get another chair? Because I'm going to fall out of this one.
Okay, yeah, let's get him another chair.
Can I get him a chair for his shoulders and head?
Yeah.
So he has a chair for
Casey,
his head.
You look unnourished. Sallow.
I'm so committed, you know, to acting. And, you know, thinking about acting. sometimes I forget to eat.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
His Dunkin' Donuts is spilling all over the floor.
I do identify with that. I sometimes lose my memory. I end up in my closet and with a blanket over my head, and I don't know how long I've been there.
Wow. And this is all from in the service of acting. I harbored dreams of being an actor when I was younger.
He has no talent. Yeah. Not even just for not for acting. Mm. None at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reviewer in the Washington Post said that they thought that a homeless person had wandered on stage.
And so again, you got cast in something.
I was cast in something. Yeah, I was cast in a production of Macbeth at the Shakespeare Theater.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful role.
What an honor.
What role?
I played Seward.
That's an incredible role. I've done hours of research on Seward.
Are you foreign?
Not technically. I was born in the States, but I moved all over. So I pick up a little...
Cosmopolitan accent.
I pick up a little something here and there.
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, we're quite...
You know it is your only salient quality. It's the only thing people know about you. You're from Boston and some other bad stuff.
I was born in the middle of Boston.
Yes, right in the middle, right in the Big Dig.
Yeah, right in the Big Dig was happening, right in Boston, the
Can
Prudential Center.
Talk about the elephant in the room and address the fact that you sexually harassed women on your crew for the documentary.
I wish we wouldn't. Now, when you asked us not to talk about this, but Vigo's bringing it up.
I think it's fair game.
You had your people.
Yeah, you cornered
Matt
us both
Damon
in the bathroom.
Came in early, and you said someone wants to talk to you while we were both in the bathroom taking our pre-show constitutional.
You did a Jason Bourne through the ceiling and said, "Don't you talk to him about any sex stuff?"
Yeah, and you brought in
including,
Ben Affleck,
including with me.
I think
and
there's
Matt Damon,
nothing in the world that deserves more respect than the woman's form.
Viggo Mortensen making the fake air boobies.
This case, it's all a misunderstanding.
It's just a misunderstanding. It seemed like direct allegations made.
No.
Wow.
No. All right. I mean, you know what? You convinced me.
Yeah. No, it didn't. No, it's not.
So, because you were accused of going into someone's hotel room while they were asleep and fondling their breasts.
I don't think that happened.
I never want to hear you say that sentence again.
What, going into a hotel room and fondling breasts?
Yes. I liked the sentence.
This seems like
the
a good
content
sentence.
Is fine. The delivery will haunt my dreams.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it happened. The Red Sox won the World Series in 2007.
Oh, that's true. I remember that.
All right,
they beat the Yankees.
Sox.
I'm convinced.
All you had to do was bring out some Boston working class charm.
Yeah, I think like many people in the media, all you have to do is put on a little bit of a charm offensive and I'll sort of forget about the bad things that you've done.
I was completely unconscious during 2004.
Wow.
The entire year.
For research. Now that was the Return of the King year.
Yes, and
what?
I spent the year unconscious. I was animated, moving around, doing things, but...
That was computer-generated?
Well, no, I was actually doing them, but I was unconscious for them. You understand?
So like a puppet?
Yes.
Okay, so like a marionette.
A little...
Swampscott.
Swampscott?
Just a place near Boston.
Newton.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Beacon.
So, we're here to talk about film. We're here to talk about movies. One of the most fun things about January, other than inaugurating a new, fresh president who's going to set things straight in Washington.
Yeah, that will be exciting.
That's exciting.
Oh,
but we're starting.
Vigo, are you a big Trump guy?
I can't say I'm an anyone guy.
I love JFK.
Did you enjoy the did you see the film Jackie?
No.
No one needs to see another lady whisper a bunch.
I loved Jackie because it was great seeing a Democrat die. So,
that's insanely inflammatory.
What?
That's insanely inflammatory.
It was a bit of fan service,
it's
right?
It's not a for great idea to say that out loud.
Yeah.
It seems great. To me that
it's
you
great
have...
to see a Democrat die.
Sir.
That's what the motto of the film
Sir,
was.
It seems to me that you have a great... evil and darkness in your heart.
Viggo Mortensen seems like he's
standing up. He's coming at
me. Attack.
He's holding a handful of coyote teeth.
I might not be able to control myself any longer.
Oh my God! It's a necklace. Mm.
He's putting a necklace on me.
And that's for you.
Oh, that actually ended well, but I have a feeling something bad's going to happen with those coyote teeth.
Yeah, wow. Are these real coyote teeth?
That's right. I pulled them myself.
Wow.
With my own teeth. I kissed the coyote, and one thing led to another.
Let's continue your original thought, which is January is exciting, I think, because of the Golden Globes.
Because the Golden Globes is the first salvo in a series of awards award the movie makers and the entertainers, the people that do great work in America. We give them statues. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the Golden Globes, which are coming up. What do you think is going to – who do you think is going to win Best Actor? Because you're both – nominated for Best Actor in Drama.
Oh my God, congratulations.
And you're up against some really great people. You're up against Spider-Man himself, Andrew Garfield, for his
role. What is he nominated for?
For Hacksaw Ridge.
That is the worst movie I've ever seen.
I haven't heard of it.
It's so bad.
What is Hacksaw Ridge?
It's 40 minutes of a very good war scene, and it's actually a great 40-minute movie. Huh. The rest of it is garbage.
Sounds like...
I started the beginning of it, then... I walked out of the theater and walked to the dock, and I started lifting some big boxes for a fishing boat.
Do you work there, or you just went?
I guess I do now. That's how you get a job in Boston.
Wow.
You just show up and start doing a little manual labor, maybe curse a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoke, give someone a cigarette.
With your shoulders slumped, your hands in your pockets, you just walk down to the dock.
And just look out at the seagulls.
I have some boxes on my land that I need moving. That I could use a hand, Casey.
Yeah, no.
You're also...
Let it be known, I love Casey Affleck. The way he's acting, and he's getting away with it with everyone.
So you're also up against Joel Egerton from Loving. Did you see this film?
I didn't see this film. I haven't seen any films this year.
Oh, you didn't see any of the films?
No. Is Loving the one about the Red Sox fans and they end up together at the end with Jimmy Fallon?
That Drew Barrymore movie? Yeah. I forget what it's called.
Loving is about the mixed race couple.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I love the sound of that, but it doesn't interest me.
So no one has any opinions. How about Joel Egerton? Does anyone know what he looks like?
Yeah, he's great.
What does he look like?
I don't know. I'd hate to be Miss Swan, but he looks like a man.
He's got like a nose. He's got a nose.
Yeah,
he looks like a man. African American fellow.
No, oh, he
he's
is
white. He's white.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know. I would think in a film about a.
You would think.
Yeah, that they would nominate.
No one knows what he looks like.
He's
There's
white.
No picture available.
Not in the. We're in a Faraday cage. There's no internet in here.
Oh, okay.
How about Denzel Washington from?
Have no opinion on Joel. We're just moving on. No one knew who he was.
How dare you be the one who calls us out for having no opinion.
What?
Denzel Washington. Now, he's in a film called Fences.
Yeah, I put up a couple fences by the docks. They needed some fences.
They needed fences around the docks to keep people out?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was based off of a play, yes?
Yes, I auditioned for it, and I did not get in.
You are actively auditioning.
Yeah, I auditioned for a lot of things around D.C. here, and I don't often get in.
Would you rather be acting than doing this?
Oh, I like to see it as a sort of a fun thing that I do as an extracurricular when I'm not on here dishing out the political opinions.
Right. Gotcha. So just for fun, you audition for the main role in Fences?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Denzel was a shoo-in.
He's very good in that movie.
He did it in the he was in the play too.
Was he in the play originally?
Yeah, and he directed the movie.
Yeah.
Why would he let you audition if he knew the reason they were making the movie is just because he
Denzel
was in it
to star in it. Yes,
an astonishingly cogent point.
That's a good Casey point. I don't know why. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was all kind of a gag audition.
Maybe someone was playing a big prank on you.
Yeah, a lot of people play pranks on my brother.
I didn't like it. Fences because he talks a lot. Movies, you're not supposed to talk so much. You're quiet and you get mad.
So
that's how I do it.
This goes to – let's talk about Manchester by the Sea, your film, because there are many scenes where you're just sitting at a bar drinking a beer, and it looks like a light beer, but apparently you drank hundreds of them to get that drunk, and then you just go and swing and punch someone. You look at
someone –
That's
acting.
I thought that scene was good.
Yeah, that's acting. You know, you get mad and you're looking.
So what was the reason that you were mad at the person you punched?
Because I'm a sad, my character's sad and mad. That's the best two things in a movie, sad and mad.
Your character just punches a man and there's no explanation.
I just punched the guy. I didn't even know they were shooting.
So that wasn't even...
Not because Boston, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was just living in Boston, yeah. And then they told me after that that I got they made a movie of me.
Oh, my God. So you didn't even know what film was made.
Manchester by the Sea is just sort of a cinema verite of your life.
Yeah.
Wait, so when that building burnt, did a building really burn because you tried to start a fire?
Don't spoil the movie.
Oh, by the way, this podcast will be full of spoilers. So if you're going to keep listening... We don't care if you're upset.
God. You didn't want to say that at the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah, we should have said that earlier. We'll say it earlier.
Boston.
So that really was, what was your co-star's name? What was her name, the actress?
Michelle Williams. Yeah.
So she was really upset that you guys were partying down in a...
She gets a lot of credit for doing not that much.
Yeah, she gets upset and she's got a big Boston accent. So, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
She gets upset and I'm upset.
And
you
they
know,
style, I saw in the previews, they style her hair differently.
Yeah.
For the movie.
And
it's different than its short. Usual looks.
And we talk about hockey. White, hockey, get you know, there's hockey.
You talk about hockey in
there? There is some hockey in there.
You say the word hockey in Star Trek. Yeah.
So you really were living as a janitor, just like fixing up apartment buildings and,
look, I don't,
and that
I don't
lady
know.
Tried to have sex with you?
Look, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
That is just like the movie.
Do you want to ask me fucking questions?
Oh my God, he's getting pissed off. Where'd you get that pint of beer?
Now he's sitting straight up now.
Okay.
Just please don't punch me right in the tiny white teeth. Okay. My teeth are my trademark.
Oh my God, I didn't notice
your teeth
that.
Are really
your teeth
tiny.
Are so
my teeth
small.
Are my trademark. If you don't punch them out.
You have so many teeth on you.
Lots of little tiny teeth.
Hundreds of teeth.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait, just open teeth. Your, tip your head back. Oh my God.
Looks like a zipper, a white zipper.
Yeah. Rows and rows of the smallest teeth
I've ever
seen.
It's my trademark. It's why I will continue to get work, you know?
So directors love people with tiny
white teeth.
White
directors
teeth.
Like Kenneth Longman, you know, who I would.
It doesn't make sense.
Longman. Like me because I'm from Boston.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cloudy there.
It's cloudy in Boston. All right, we got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other films that are nominated for Golden Globes. And maybe we even talk about some of the TV shows.
Captain Fantastic.
Boston.
We are back with Viggo Mortensen and Casey Affleck. We are talking Golden
I think you're
Globes.
Saying that wrong.
How do you say it?
Mortensen.
Kenneth Longo.
I don't hear the difference.
Mortensen.
What am I saying?
Mortensen.
I think you said Mortensen.
Several times.
Mortensen.
That was great. Yeah. There we go. We're right back
don't
into
have
it.
To say
Mortensen.
Boston accent.
Okay.
So you're in Captain Fantastic.
That's right. Play a role of a man with six kids.
I haven't seen this film.
No one has said to me directly that
how much
seen
do
it.
You sleep?
I'd say about 14 hours.
You seem
a
like
night.
The kind of person who would sleep a lot. I'm very well
sleep.
Rested.
I can't sleep.
I'm very.
Why not?
That's unfortunate.
I'm so mad.
You're so mad you can't even sleep. Now, your character was mad, but in real life, you have it pretty good. Your brother is Ben Affleck. You can just do whatever you want and no one cares.
Nice. No.
He is your brother.
Fair
ben
enough.
Affleck.
I believe him.
You believe him.
Yeah.
You believe him. Wow. Yeah.
I build myself a nest at home so that I can, you know, the sun starts to go down at this time of year around 4:30 p.m. I get comfortable, curl up, and fall asleep until the sun comes up.
Oh, wow.
So this is often 14 hours.
Now, you write books. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how many books you write.
Yeah.
You've written a book called Mo Te Upotu Ote Iki.
Oh, I definitely don't want to talk about that.
You've written a book called The Horse is Good, which is just meditations on horses as partners.
Wow, yes, that's one of my favorite things I've written because my relationship with horses is define my entire adulthood. They are my partner. They have been my partner. They will always be my partner. My wife is not my partner. My horse is my partner.
Are those a bunch of horse teeth you got there?
Yes, I have many teeth.
That's so much bigger than yours.
Several huge teeth. Several teeth. Yes, the horse teeth. Yes, much bigger than my tiny teeth. That's true. I spent 6 months on an Indian reservation, laying naked in the middle of the street, and horses walked all over me night and day. And
that make me so mad.
That is so insane.
That's how I ended up writing the book.
What? Oh, my God. You think a horse would just crack a human's ribcage, but Viggo Mortensen is magic.
I am, you know, you don't see it here, but I am very, I am stocky, hardy.
Yeah, we can't see you. You're
solid.
You're swaddled in blankets.
Do I need to undress for you? I can undress.
No, please don't. Oh, it's going to take you so long to get off all those blankets.
What is this guy? Is this guy gay? What the fuck? The fuck?
Casey Affleck, so on point with a perspective that you would be so unsurprised by.
And Casey, I mean, there's no reason. He's just trying to show us his body. It doesn't mean that he's a homosexual.
The fuck?
Wait, okay, you think almost I'm gay? Got this.
Oh, there's last. There we go. There's one last.
And here it is.
Wow, you are stocky and strong.
Yes.
Look at that.
I'm built like a, you know, ape or chimpanzee.
You would be astonished to know the amount of people that come into this studio and take off their clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. People
get fired up with politics talking about it.
I truly thought I was a unique person, but I...
Oh, you definitely are.
Could be wrong.
No, but no one... I've never seen a body like this.
Well...
And I judge several bodybuilding competitions.
Yes,
no,
you can see.
Is that another one of your hobbies?
Yeah, it's a charity thing for a local high school.
No, he snuck into a bunch of high school wrestling meets.
Snuck?
And screamed... Nice bod. And then the police are called and
that was sponsored though. That was sponsored by Champs.
The sponsorship was for the wrestlers, not for you.
Yeah, but Champs said, I told Champs that I could get them a direct line to some high school wrestlers. And
you
they said,
snuck
go
in purely just to compliment their bod.
I offered them a sweatshirt afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice bod. Stocky bod.
That seems insane.
Yeah. As you can see, I've been freshly oiled.
Wow.
Well, you're putting
that
on
oil
the
wasn't
oil.
Like
when did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have oil on before.
You're like an oil ninja.
I put it on in the morning and it creeps to the surface when I become nude.
I hate you.
Wow. So let's talk about so you guys are both nominated for Best Actor in
right.
a drama. Let's talk about some of the best.
Yeah, we've done
actresses.
One category.
We haven't talked about a movie. We haven't. Talked about the movies.
We talked about your movie plenty. We didn't talk about mine.
We talked a little bit about your movie. A bunch of feral children. I think that's what it's about.
Yes. It's about children raising them the right way, I believe.
Okay.
They just letting them. Put them to work.
Yeah.
Have them walk over to the dock. Start lifting some boxes.
There are no docks in this movie.
No. In the wrong place.
It takes place in the wilderness, not in the city. That is what it's important about it. It's learning about nature. You understand what that is?
No.
So, Amy Adams in Arrival. Have you seen Arrival? Have you seen this film?
No, I hate anything about aliens.
It's great. It's a great film. She can talk to the aliens. She's like a Dr. Doolittle, but instead of dogs, it's creatures from another planet.
I buy her a smart.
I didn't like those aliens because they looked at me, they started talking to me, I kicked their ass, you know?
Well, they're just trying to communicate and express something.
And there's a glass.
Do I know him? Does he know me?
From what I understand, there's a glass wall, though, so you wouldn't be able to punch them directly in the face immediately.
We were talking about Jackie earlier. I thought Natalie Portman was just unbelievable as Jackie Onassis Kennedy.
I don't need to see a movie where anyone does an impression of someone else.
She was so good, though.
I'm sure she was, but I don't like anyone who does that kind of whispery Jackie O. It's boring.
She was great.
What did you think of my impression of Aragorn?
That was a new character that you created. There were
was
a lot
he a
of
real
Aragorns
person?
Before.
Yeah, that was
yes. It's based off of a real man who lived.
Yeah, that makes me hate it even
really?
More.
Really, Aragorn? But I thought Middle Earth was a pretend place that J.R.R. Tolkien created.
Well, I believe that it existed. I believe it existed many years ago, or in the future. The nature of time, you see.
Yeah. Oh, the nature of time.
Yeah.
But I would imagine What's-Her-Face is great in that movie. Natalie Portman.
She's
a great actress.
Fantastic.
I couldn't understand her accent.
She had kind of a rarefied...
Oh, yeah.
What accent would they... A Brahmin accent?
A little Brahmin accent?
Isn't that Boston Brahmin? Isn't that a thing that they say?
I don't know. I wouldn't invoke the caste system in here.
Jackie Onassis was from New England area, yes?
Yeah. Hyannisport.
So, Casey, wouldn't that apply to the area you...
What the fuck are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Jackie Casey or... Affleck just silently mouthed to Mark and I, is this guy gay?
Is he?
He was just talking to you. It doesn't mean he's
genuinely
gay.
Afraid.
I feel that my sexuality is fluid. Is it really relevant right now? Isn't that my business?
Yeah, it's not going to affect the rest of the radio.
Viggo Mortensen, I will, in Casey Affleck's defense, Viggo Mortensen, fully erect.
Mm. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with you.
I hope I win the trophy.
The Golden Globe.
The Stanley Cup.
You're over.
You're not gonna win that.
They give that to entire hockey teams, not individuals.
I want to win. I hope I win. Yeah. I hope I win it.
Are you crying?
You sound so sad. I want you to win the Stanley Cup, which is insane.
I'm so sad and mad.
He's drinking that. Just gets these full pint glasses all the way to the top. I have no idea where they're even coming from.
It disappeared down his gullet.
Just so sad and mad.
Yeah. What other movies do we have, Jackie?
All right, so some of the best actresses in the comedy side of things. I want to talk about Meryl Streep and Florence Foster Jenkins. Uh-oh. Anyone see that?
Why do you want to talk about this?
Because she's just – I actually thought it wasn't fair to make fun of someone that's not a good performer. Because as someone that auditions for things and doesn't get any roles,
right,
I didn't think – I thought that it was kind of talent shaming.
I think that's not the point of the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems you brought your own.
You're projecting a lot onto that movie.
That movie was basically about me, and that's why I started a lawsuit.
No, big spoiler here, but at the end, I think she finds out that she's actually bad.
Yes.
And then she runs into traffic.
No, she. Yeah. No, she dies of. She's dying of cancer.
She like dies of embarrassment.
That's good. She's sad and she's mad. Yeah. That's a good...
You're actually right.
She said and mad. She
passes
kills
the Casey Affleck test.
Yeah.
Now, how did you feel, speaking of like sad and mad, the opposite feelings were in the movie La La Land, which was all about happiness and...
Los Angeles.
Singing. With a terrible
what a
segue.
Transition.
It's
terrible
about Los Angeles.
Yeah. I like...
Tinseltown.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Yeah,
I like,
Hollywood.
I like Gosling.
You like Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, we have nice conversations.
Oh.
I can't imagine that's true.
You two are companions, comrades, friends.
What are you implying?
I was asking.
What are you trying to say here, Morganson? Just
I'm not implying anything. Why are you fronting at me?
Whoa!
Wow, Morganson, are you fronting?
Very cool.
you win.
Oh, he backed down.
Casey Affleck backed down.
Wow. He put his drink down. He has his hands up.
I will say.
Oh, come back.
Probably,
you don't walk
wait,
out.
He
don't
has
walk
his
out.
Hands up. Oh, wait. This seems like it might be a feint.
Listen.
Because he's coming back.
Don't let my penis affect you so much.
I can't be here anymore. I can't do this anymore.
No, we still have over 40 nominees to discuss.
I can't believe
Should I cover my nakedness?
I can't believe I agreed to do this.
Should I have covered my nakedness? Would you have me? Not nude?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's what everybody wants.
I didn't get that feeling from anyone else.
So, best actor in comedy, Colin Farrell in The Lobster. Did you see The Lobster? That's about relationships and how hard it is to connect with people.
Yes.
A very good movie.
I thought it was interesting, The Lobster, you know. I was waiting for The Lobster, you know. Where was the lobster?
I have no idea what's wrong with you.
It briefly sounded like Count Chocula there.
Don't see that anything.
So I think the lobster was the idea that you can become a lobster, right? If you're thrown out of
what?
Society.
What?
Oh.
That's not – you can't make a movie about that.
He actually is – Colin Farrell's character is alternately sad and mad.
It is an interesting film.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, that sounds good. Right.
What else we got?
Okay. Let's talk about television. We got, the TV series this year. TV was so good to us.
No one cares about your opinion.
We had The Crown. We had Game of Thrones.
The Crown is great.
Stranger Things. Great. This Is Us and Westworld. Who's going to take the big globe home?
I could see it going to any of those. I watched all of them in entirety. I watched the entire seasons of all of these shows.
All of them.
Oh, yes.
Cheers.
Yeah, This Is Us was my favorite, I cheers. Think.
Are you saying thank you or cheers. Congratulations or are you that referencing
wants,
the
he wants Cheers to win.
Cheers is going to win.
Cheers was fantastic. I watched all of it.
That's recently. One thing that I truly believe all people can agree on.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers was wonderful.
Yeah. Casey.
I thought it normalized like your hand, drinking in a great way.
I like to shake your hand. Cheers is truly
fantastic.
Yeah,
I like it. It's at a bar.
Yeah. Hey. Agreed on something.
Look at this. They
did.
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
What's here's my coyote phone. Teeth are around my neck are vibrating. What's happening?
Would you like to kiss me?
Oh, my God.
I think I have to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Casey Affleck giving Viggo Mortensen a long kiss with a thick smack of tongue.
Wow.
Thank you.
The lights turned off, and the only light was from the glowing coyote horse and,
I have
Viggo's
only seen,
teeth.
I have only seen this happen one other time.
Thank you, Viggo.
With the chief of the
Oh, my God. He has a different voice.
I feel invigorated.
Oh, my God. Casey Affleck, an entirely different person.
Wow. He's standing tall.
His stature is different. His voice is different.
Am I right?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh my God. He's wearing a neatly pressed Oxford.
Wow. I have changed.
I was under a curse that of is, a witch.
A witch?
Yes.
Oh, no, a witch.
Salem witch trials.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Boston or Salem. It's a they're course. Close enough.
Yeah.
But I was under her spell, and I...
Oh, my God.
I had to act that way. I could only think of Boston. Oh. I could only think of fighting. But this is the real me.
Well, wow. all those pints of drought are filled with green juice now.
Casey.
Yes.
Casey, can I ask you about the sexual harassment charges?
I did that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He's
because of
it.
The witch.
Oh,
because of the witch.
The witch made me do it.
Wow. The truth.
I have to go apologize.
Yes.
To the witch or to the women you sexually harassed and whose careers you ruined?
I think both. Uh-huh. I feel bad for the women. Of course. I would never do anything like that. But the witch, because I think that would... End the spell forever.
Yes.
We're all in danger right now.
We're all in danger.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And only I can cure you with
Boston
a kiss.
Is so stupid.
I think...
It's a pretty stupid city, isn't it?
It's so stupid.
I wasn't going
to
say it.
To be obsessed with this little town.
It's so little. No one's obsessed. I mean, people get kind of obsessed with Philly, but
really
they just
city.
Like...
Barely.
Barely, right?
Oh,
but the only reason I was forced to make this movie by this witch... And they were supposed to be obsessed with Boston for some reason. But we don't have to be, people. We don't have to be.
Almost no one is, yeah.
We should live our lives.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're obsessed with Boston, you've heard it here first. You're cursed by a witch.
And it's not that good.
So
also,
you need
you
to come
love
down
Boston,
to
Boston. God bless. You can love whatever you want.
Come down to the Hard Nation Studios on Silver Spring Road in Silver Spring, Maryland.
And
Viggo will kiss you cure you of your curse.
You must place your tip of your tongue against my teeth, my tiny teeth, and you will be cured.
Just mold
do it, people.
Room.
I feel invigorated. Well, and I want to make a change in the world.
Now, I think we've learned here today how important movies are. And I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing this with America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Without movies, none of this would have happened.
Yes.
Right. And I do think Denzel Washington was much better than I was in his movie.
Yeah, he is.
That's all.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
I think Moonlight should sweep the awards. It was the best film of the year.
By far.
Yeah. Very good film.
Everyone agrees?
Yes.
Oh, I think so.
Thank you.
Nice. This feels good.
Casey, Viggo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. They're going at it, Viggo Mortensen, threw Casey Affleck to the ground.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think he's joking him. Oh, Casey likes it. Casey likes it.
He's dead.
Oh, my God, he killed it. All right, we gotta go. Viggo Mortensen killed Casey Affleck.
That seems karmically appropriate.
Now, that was a special interview. That was very special.
Oh, my God. We had to move to a different studio because Casey Affleck and Viggo Mortensen are still laying on top of each other.
Yeah.
Well, Casey is dead.
He died. So what happened afterwards is Viggo brought in one of his horses and did some sort of shamanistic thing.
Well, the horse just licked Casey Affleck's face a bunch.
Yeah, and he came back to life.
And then he woke up and he said, is this horse gay?
Yeah. So he, unfortunately, that...
The answer is no.
No. That's sort of like awoken Casey Affleck is gone. He was only around on this earth for a brief moment. Now he's back to his old
unbewitched
boss.
Casey Affleck is gone. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
That curse is strong. Oh, man. Well, I love the Golden Globes. I'm excited about Oscar season comes up soon.
What an absolutely wasteful thing.
What, Hollywood giving itself awards?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think that rich people should be giving themselves awards. Wouldn't it be great?
I think they should be redistributing their wealth to all of us.
To all of who?
The entire country.
An actor like me who can't catch a break?
You are not an actor and you never will be.
I'm equity eligible.
Honestly, it makes me ill to even hear you say that.
I am equity eligible because I performed in some smaller tier places.
You should be embarrassed.
Next week is very exciting. We're going to talk to some of the interior designers who are going to be taking Trump Tower, or the White House North, as it's going to be called, and making it a little bit more presidential.
One of them knows how to make a sofa out of a hamburger.
Oh.
And man, is he dope.
Oh, man, you're going to love this. We're closing the border here in Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.